Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Nun Ches. Today's shiur is sponsored by Refuah Shleima, Malka Golda Bas Adil, having surgery today. It should be with much hatzlacha. She should have a Refuah Shleima and Arichas Yamin B'toch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael. Again, Refuah Shleima, Malka Golda Bas Adil. Okay. Nun Zayin Amabez, we just explained the brisa that says that there are certain cases where if a ben Noach commits arayos, so they are treated like a Yisrael. So what exactly is that case? Which case is the arayos that they wouldn't be treated like a ben Noach? So the maskana was cases that don't apply, that reality does not exist within B'nai Noach. And the Gemara said, Nichnas ala chuppah velo nivala. Right, the first couple of wide lines on Nun Zayin Amabez, because they don't have that status. So if a ben Noach commits arayos with a Bas Yisrael, Nichnas al Chuppah v'lo Nivala, they will be judged as a Ben Yisrael because they don't have that status, right? They don't have Erusin, as the Gemara said. They don't even have Nichnas al Chuppah v'lo Nivala. All they have, based on the Pasuk, is Bu'ul Azbal, right? And this is highlighted, as we know, through the analyzing the differences in marriage between B'nai Noach and Jews. Says the Rambam, if you remember, in Hilchas Ishus. The Rambam quotes history at the beginning of Hilchas Ishus, unusual for the Rambam. The Rambam quotes history in the beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah. He quotes a little history in Hilchas Chanukah. He quotes a mystery here, among other places. But every time he quotes history, it must be because there's a halachic reason. This is the Mishnah Torah. And if he's writing the historical background, it must be to give us an insight and some appreciation that history gives to the halacha. So the Rambam quotes at the beginning of Hilchas Ishus, Kodem at the Torah. What do we care about? Was Kodem Matan Torah. It must be we do care. Kodem Matan Torah, how was marriage performed? Haya Adam Pokea Isha Bashuk. A man met a woman. Imratza Hu Vihi Lisa Osa. If they want to get married, Machnisa Labeso. Ubala Beno Labenatsvo. Vitiya Lola Isha. They decide to get married. They go home. They live together. And that's husband and wife. That is what Ishus was before. Why is the Rambam quoting this? Maybe because that's exactly what Ishus still is for B'nai Noach. Right, and that is the importance in terms of halacha. But the Rambam notes, Kiva Chinitna Torah, once the Torah was given, Nitztavu Yisrael, Shem Yirtza Ha'ish Lisa Isha, if a man and a woman want to get married, then Yikna Osat Chila Bifnei Edem, first a kinyan has to be performed, first a context has to be created before they physically are together, V'achar Kach Tihi Elo Li'isha, Shenemar Ki Kach Ish Isha Uva Eleha. First is the kicha, and then the Rambam says, as we know, v'likuchan elu mitzvah zeisha Torah hein. The Rambam Shita is that marriage itself, separate from puravu, is a mitzvah de oraisa. Ube'echad mishlosh dvarim ho'isha nikneis bekesef o bishtar o bebiya. And the Rambam goes through the sources, but this is the Rambam Shita. This is the Sefer HaChinuch Shita. This is in contrast to the Rush. The Rush in the first paragraph of Ksubis argues on the Rambam and says, no, it's not a mitzvah to get married. It's a hechsher mitzvah to get married. It's a preparatory stage. After all, says the Rush, where's the Birchas HaMitzvah? Doesn't sound like a Birchas HaMitzvah. V'tzivan ol arayos v'aslanos arusos. No Birchas HaMitzvah means no mitzvah, says the Rosh. The Rambam would say, no, it is a mitzvah, it is a Birchas HaMitzvah, but it's just an unusual sounding Birchas HaMitzvah. The Rambam says explicitly that it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, and that's why we make it before we get married, just like Kederach Shemavarach and Alkala Mitzvahs. Is the Rambam's Lashon at the end of Perek Gimel of Hilchas Ishus, right? And therefore, if somebody gets married and didn't make the bracha, there's no more bracha. They're married, but there's no more bracha. So that's the Rambam and the Rosh. In the middle, you have the Shita of the Ritva and others. The Ritva says, it is a mitzvah, but it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, right? Which takes both Kipshuto, right? Ki Yikach Ish, it's a mitzvah. Even though it's not a language of Tzivui, that's also the Rosh's another point. It's Ki Yikach, but the Ritva says, no, it is a mitzvah. There is no Birchas HaMitzvah. Why don't you make a Birchas HaMitzvah? So the Ritva in Ksubas Daf Zayin has a couple of suggestions. Maybe she'll say no, you don't make a Birchas HaMitzvah on any action that involves others, like Tztaka, like Kibud Av Va'Em, like others where there could be Mechila, and other reasons given. But the Rush has the middle Shita, Mitzvah versus Birchas HaMitzvah. But, getting back to the Rambam, why does the Rambam quote this history? The Magen Mishnah, right there, the first Magen Mishnah in Hilchas Ishus, Zeh Pashut. About Kodem Matan Torah. Umavur Baharbi Mekomos. Shelagoyim Biyichud Ba'alma Havye Ishto. Vekivan Sheba'ol Elishem Ishus. Havye La Eishes Ish. Shechaveiro Goy Chayiv Aleha. Kineska Peperek Tesmi. Ilchus Malachim Umilcham Oseihem. That's the Magen Mishnah's Ha'ara. An emphasis that this is what applies to B'nai Noach now. What used to apply to B'nai Yisrael before Ma'amad Har Sinai. That, this idea, and the Hashkafic elements are also crucial, but we won't get more into that now, but this idea is highlighted by our Gemara right here, this halacha, that when it comes to B'nai Noach, they don't have Mu'ureses, they don't have Be'ulas Baal even. I'm sorry, they don't even have Nichnas Olachim of Lo Nivala. All they have is Be'ulas Baal, because it's about result. While Am Yisrael and B'nai Yisrael, we have the concept of creating the context before the marriage, before the physical part of the relationship starts, right? We even go in the opposite direction, right? Erusin is Asar. Asar Kuli Alma Kehektish. There's even a day or two in Rishonim. Most Rishonim don't go this far, but a day or two in Rishonim that hold that the Isser of Aris La Rusaso is an Isser Daraisa. The Shita Yishana in the beginning of Subis holds that this Isser Daraisa. Isser Daraisa. So it's worse now than it was by Pana Habayal Pnuya. It's worse. How can it be worse? Maybe that's the chiddush of the Torah. We go in the opposite direction. First, create distance before we create proximity and closeness. That is the some of the hashkafic points. But again, this is what's behind the idea of Be'ulas Baal versus Nichnas Alechub of Lo Nivala and Erusin. Okay, let's get back to the third wide line. Nun Zayinim Abes. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasi to Rabbi Yochanan. So we have a Brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, who interprets the earlier Brisa, which says that there is a case of a Bas Ben Noach that has the din of a Ben Yisrael. What's that case? Nichnas Alechub of Lo Nivala or Mu'ureses, some type of status that does not apply to them. So that's exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said, and there's a Brisa that supports that, a Tosefta. So we'll get to that later in the Tosefta, but first the Tosefta quotes the whole, an earlier Machlokas. Says the Gemara, which Arayos apply to B'nai Noach? We mentioned the Sefer HaChinuch a couple of days ago, that the Sheva Mitzvos B'nai Noach are categories. They're not actions. And that's how there can be seven, and that's how the Gemara Chulin can say 30. Right? They're categories. And that's how Losis Aveh, that's the context of the Chinuch, could be included, because that's included in Gezel. So which exactly of the Arayos? Are all the Arayos that apply to Jews apply to non-Jews too? The answer is no. So which one? So there are different rules of the Tanoim. So the Tosefta says, Kol Erva Shebez Din Sheyisol Mamisin Aleha. First day is every arayos that Bezdin Shal Yisrael, a Jew would be chayiv misas Bezdin for, Ben Noach Musar Aleha. Those are the ones that a Ben Noach are Musarin. Ain Bezdin Shal Yisrael Mamisar Aleha, if Bezdin Shal would not be mamis on it, meaning chayiv krisus. Chayiv krisus is not chayiv misas Bezdin. Chayiv krisus, ain Ben Noach Musar Aleha. Divir B'Meir. B'Meir says the chayiv misas Bezdin are the ones that transfer to the Bnei Noach and not the chayiv krisus. V'chachavim omrim, no. Harbe arayos. The Gra says, sorry, we shouldn't take out those two words, but we'll read it. Harbe arayos yesh. She'ein bezdin she'yisrael ma'misin aleha u'ben noach muzer aleha. There are many examples of arayos that are not chayvi misas bezdin, and b'nei noach are still muzar. Fine, machlokes between Rav and the Chachamim and the Gemara Bezerman later on our daf, we'll quote what the source is for that machlokes. Bo al arayos Yisrael, nidon b'dinei Yisrael. Now there's the line that's relating to what we're talking about. If Ben Noach is ba on arayos Yisrael, they're judged like dinei Yisrael. What does that mean? We'll see. Bo al arayos Ben Noach, nidon b'dinei Ben Noach. Va'anu ein lanu, so what's the type of case that we're talking about? What do you mean, arayos Yisrael? So you see, it's an example of an arayos that does not apply. That status doesn't apply to B'nai Noach. Says the Gemara, B'nechshav Nami Nichnas Alechub Avlo Nivala. How about that line also? That case also does not apply. So Haitana, you're right, but there's no reason to say it. Why? Because then it's the same Misa. Haitana Tazin Abay Menashe Hu to Amar Kol Misa Ha'amura L'B'nai Noach Eino Ela Chenek Ividi Cheneku. So they're both Chenek. Right, Nichnas Alechub of Lo Nivala is also Chenek. So you don't have to say that one of the Brisa, that, oh, they're judged like Dinei Yisrael. It's the same judgment, and therefore it is not mentioned. But either way, that's a riot to Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yochanan explains the previous Brisa as talking about these types of cases as well. Good. Says the, we'll get to the, what the, we paskin in terms of the Rambam and the Arayos a little bit later. But let's first finish. What are the sources? V'sav Rabbi Meir, call our erva shebezdin sheyisrael mamisin ala ben noach muzer aleha. Rabbi Meir holds the first opinion in the Brisa. You always go by, misas bezdin for a Jew, usur for a ben Noach? Is that really true, Vatanya? But didn't we learn in the following brisa, ger shahaisa shohar sashlo bekdusha, v'leidasa bekdusha, a ger whose mother converted after she was pregnant with him, haraso shalo bekdusha, v'leidasa bekdusha, and he was born as a Jew. So now we get into, as we know, on a daraisa level, a ger doesn't have relatives. Right, as we'll see in the Rashi, the Yesod. But what is the halacha? Yesh lo she'er eim, ve'eim lo she'er av. Right. Unlike many halachos in Am Yisrael, which go by his paternal, Yerusha and Yibum v'chulu, when it comes to Bnei Noach, is exactly the opposite according to these opinions. There's the maternal relation is the one that is defining. Yesh lo she'er ha'eim, this boy who was born, and there is no da'araisa iser of paternal relations. Why? Relatives. Because when his father impregnated his wife, his mother, right, he wasn't Jewish. Haketzad. So nasa achoso min ha'aim. Let's say this ger marries his maternal sister, Yotzi. They have to get divorced because he's considered related. Min ha'av. He's considered related. What do you mean he's considered related? But what if the girl was converted and born beforehand, and she's a non-Jew. The answer to this is talking about Durabanan. Meaning, on a Daraisa level, Bnei Noach are related to their maternal relatives. And therefore, upon conversion, those stay Aser. As we know, as the Gemara will explain, the concept of Banu Shelo Yomru, Banu L'Kedusha Chamru L'Kedusha Kala. There can never be a case where a Ben Noach is Aser in something, he becomes Jewish, he becomes Mutter in something. So at least on a Durabanan level, if there's any Erva that applies within Bnei Noach, on a Durabanan level, it applies even after the person becomes Jewish. So that's what this Tana holds. He has this on a Daraisa level. The guy has maternal relatives and not paternal, halachically. So Haketzad, Nasa Chosom and Aim Yotzi, Minahav Yikayim, because that wasn't even Aser in the days of Bnei Noach. Achos Ha'av, and also the other relative. Let's read the whole Brisa and then we'll talk about it. Achos Ha'av Min Ha'aim Yotzi, your aunt, your father's maternal sister. Yotzi min ha'av yikayim. Achos ha'em min ha'em, right, your mother's maternal sister, Yotzi. Achos ha'em min ha'av, what about your mother's paternal sister? So, technically that's paternal and it should be mutter. But it could be confused, because there is a little maternity in there. It's your mother. So that's the machlokas. Achos ha'em min ha'av, remeir omer yotzi v'chom omerim yikayim. Why? Shehayir remeir omer, this is going back on the whole yesod of the brisa, not just the last line. The last line was a chumra d'rabbanan of getting confused with different types of mothers. Shehaya Rebbeir Omer, kol erva shehi mishum she'er eim, yotzi mishum she'er av yikayim. That's Rebbeir's yesod. Maternal relatives are aser d'araisa for a ben Noach. They're included in arayos, which is going to be akasha, because some of those are chayvei krisus. That's going to be the stira in Rebbe Meir. Right, that's the chayvei krisus for a Jew, and we just said before, Remeir holds Bnei Noach are only obligated in mitzuveh in what the chayvei misa is best in. But we'll get to Bezeshem soon. Let's first continue. Umutter be'eshes achiv, and he's mutter, Ben Noach is mutter in brother's wife. Ube'eshes ach, when the brother's alive, that's eshes ish, right? Then the Ben Noach is not allowed in that. But after the brother dies, ube'eshes achi aviv, v'shar kol arayos mutaros though. And all other arayos that are through marriage, in-laws, and the like, that are all mutar. La'asuye eshes aviv, to include father's wife. Nasa, this is all one big brisa, let's just finish the brisa. Nasa isho bita, let's say he was Bnei Noach, he married a mother and a daughter. What is the case of mother and daughter? Rashi explains. Sixth medium line. Nasa ishu bita. Ashar gerim koi. First day of Rashi. This is going stam on gerim. When he was a non-Jew, when he was a ben Noach, he married a mother and a daughter. So now when he gets married, right, that he can't keep on a daraisa level, right, so to speak, mother and daughter are usher. So konis achas and motzi achas. So he's allowed to stay married to one, but he has to, or marry one, and be motzi the other one. Ulech atchila. And on all the cases in this braisa that are yekayim, lo yichnos. He shouldn't marry them in the first place. If he did, he did. Mesa ishta mutar b'chamosa. If a ben Noach or this ger, his wife dies, he can marry the mother-in-law. V'yigad amri asur b'chamosa. And others say he is asur b'chamosa. And the Rashi quotes the machlokas, as that we'll see later on, or it discusses there elsewhere what the machlokas is. But either way, question mark. We have a question here. Why? Because within this Raisa, we saw that Rabbi Meir holds that there are certain maternal relatives that are usher to a ben Noach. But what do you mean? Many of those, a number of those maternal relatives are only usher to a Jew through Chai V'Krisus. And Rabbi Meir has said in the first Raisa that a ben Noach is only usher, arayos, to relatives that to a Jew would be Chai V'Mises Bezdin. Rashi knows that this was a long Braisa, and we might get lost in the Braisa to know exactly what the question was. So Rashi, as he often does, on the last medium line, Rashi summarizes the question. K'tani mihas, mutter pe'eshes aviv. It's a question in both directions. Let's put it that way. Number one, father's wife is mutter to a ben Noach. V'yavo bishe bezen shi yisrael mamisen aleha. V'chein chamoso. That's chayve misos that a ben Noach is mutter in. So that's one violation of Rabbi Meir's principle. And then Viktani Aser Bachoso, Bachos Aviv, Bachos Imo. All these sisters, Viava Bishain Bezin Shayzo Misan Alehem, because those are Chai V'Krisus. So in both directions, this Braisa is difficult in Rabbi Meir's Shita, based on Rabbi Meir in the first Braisa. So the Gemara says, easy answer. Ha Rav Yehuda, Lo Kasha. Ha Rabbi Meir Aliba Drabi Eliezer. Ha Rabbi Meir Aliba Drabi Akiva. Rabbi Meir learned by both. Right, Rashi quotes the Gemara elsewhere that he was a Talmud of both of them. He was a Talmud of Imesachas Beitza by Litra Ketzio, says Rabbi Meir, Omar Rabbi Eliezer, and the Gemara in Erevin on Daf Yud Gimel, Rabbi Meir was Meshamish Rabbi Akiva. Right, so you know, he was Meshamish both of them, Rabbi Meir, and therefore he can quote from both of them. So no stira in the Brises. Okay, let's stop there for a moment before we get into this Machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Good. First of all, Rashi on the top of the Amud. Rashi quotes, what is the yesod of when a goy, when a non-Jew, when a ben Noach becomes Jewish, on a Torah level, he can marry anybody. It's just a drabanon of banim mikdusha chamur l'kdusha kalas. That's the yesod in the Gemara that we know. V'chol gershin is gayer kakotin shenolad achshav below aveim b'krovim dami. Any ger that converts is kakotin shenolad without relatives. The Bali Musar say, shouldn't it be goy shen is gayer, not gershin is gayer? A convert that converts? A goy that converts. No. Because every ger at root has something in him already. Right? His neshama was at Har Sinai. He's already a little bit has that, you know, gerish in his gayer. It's already, the destiny of this person is to be, is to become Jewish, so it's already labeled, so to speak, gerish in his gayer. What's very interesting is that the Gemara in Never tells us a source of this principle. Gershon is Gaia Kanchanola Dami. The Gemara assumes it in one or two places, but it never says a source. And that's what's left to the Achronim, to tell us what exactly is the source for Gershon is Gaia. Well, first the Balaturim, the Tur, the Rishonim, the Tur quotes a remez to this in Parshas Kisetse. The Pasuk says, Lo Sate Mishpat Ger Yatom. Do not twist and turn the judgment of a Ger Yatom. Pashas means an orphan convert, right? Somebody who's very susceptible and very people to take advantage. Lo tate mishpat ger yasom. That is the pasuk. Unkelis puts in a vav. We're talking about two different people. Lo satzli din giyora v'itama. And that's probably the pashas, right? To not twist ger and yatom. Says the Balaturim, ger yatom, v'lo amar ger v'yatom, lo marlacha, Gershon is Gayer, Kikonchen Oladami. Ger is a Yatom. That's Ger Yatom. And that's what the Gemara in Yavamis, Daf Chafeis, means. That's the Aremez. Aremez to Gershon is Gayer, Kikonchen Oladami. The Meshech Chachma in Dvarim says maybe it's based on the Pasuk by Matan Torah. Shuvu Lachem La'ahalechem. Where Matan Torah, Hashem afterwards says, okay, go back to your tents. Ain Ohel Ella Ishto. And after Matan Torah, we were all allowed to go back to the people that we were married to before Matan Torah. Wait a minute. Some people were married to Isurim that the Torah just created, right after Maimon Har Sinai, right? Like the minug of eating milchis, because now they had fleishik, so they couldn't shecht. So too here, people were arso, right? Moshe Rabbeinu's parents was an illicit relationship. But how could they go back? Must be they're no longer related. We were all geirim at Maimon Har Sinai. Many halachos of geirus are learned out from Maimon Har Sinai. The Rambam describes it in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, right? We all were nichnas labris, b'mila, b'tfila, v'artzos adam, right? And therefore, that was a geir, that was a communal geirus. Communal geirus, the beginning of geirus, and therefore, maybe that's the source for Gershon Isgayer. Kikatan Shinola Dami. Rashi continues though, let's just read the Rashi to be clear. Ve'ena lav kurva, those are the two suggestions of the Balaturim and the Meshachachma, but now let's read the Rashi. Ve'ena lav kurva mikodem lachem. And we don't have, the ger does not have any relatives halachically from before. Miu rabbanan hu degazer aleha b'chol ha'asuro slo b'giyuso. Anyone who was usher while he was a ben noach, mishum shelo yomru ba'in mikdusha chamur l'kdusha kal. Oh, it used to really be a very stringent area of halacha. Now I'm Jewish, it's more mekel. No, we can't have anyone having that perspective, and therefore we have the principle: if it was usher then, it's still usher now. Good. Says that is number one of the brisa. The other point is mentioned by a number achronim is that the brisa talks about the maternal relatives. According to this, this could be help us explain the Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu saw Rachel and Leah. And Bilhah and Zilpah had the same, well, Rachel and Leah had the same father. Did they have the same mother? So that's a question. The Midrashim talk about maybe they were four, all four of them were sisters. That's a Midrash about Bilhah and Zilpah. But some suggest, well, maybe according to this, if they were Achos, Min Ha'aim, and not Min Ha'av, like maybe you have a little more flexibility. If the only Isser by B'nai Noach are maternal, so maybe that explains how Yaakov Avinu did what he did. Again, he was not mitzuveh, so it doesn't make a difference. But some suggest Rabbeinu Avigdor, one of the Bali Atosfos on Parshas Vayetze, suggests this. Hatam shenasa Yaakov Avinu as Rachav Aleya, af shehayu achios, mipnei shebinos lavan achios haya min ha'av, velo min ha'aim. Ubnei Noach ein lohem achva min ha'av, v'lachin him nechshavos nachrio zu etzel zu. One of the suggestions, how to get out of the problem with Yaakov Avinu marrying sisters. We know the many other suggestions. The Ramban in Parshas Vayetze discusses that he only married two sisters in Chutz La'aretz on the way back. That's why Rachel Avinu died on the way back. The Gur Aryeh, the Maharal in Parshas Vayigash, that the Avos, and this again is the Machlokas in the Midrashim, maybe the Avos only kept the Mitzvah Saseh, not the mitzvah slos aseh. And aseh is about coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly, and it makes sense to volunteer those. While the los aseh, if Hashem didn't tell me not to, so then why shouldn't I do it? Right? It's not mitzuveh upon me. That's the Maharal's chiluk based on the Ramban in Parshas Yisro. When the Ramban discusses that the principle of aseh doche los aseh is based on the fact that mitzvah aseh flow from Avas Hashem, and mitzvah slos aseh flow from Yiras Hashem. And Ava is greater than Yira, and that's why Aseh Doche Los Aseh. Even though the Ramban notes, right, you would have thought not, right, violating a Los Aseh is much more chamor than being Mevatel an Aseh, right, you have to give away all your money not to violate a Los Aseh. And a Mitzvah Aseh has limits. There's no punishment for a Bittel Aseh, generally, while a Los Aseh often has punishments. But still, you say Aseh Doche Los Aseh. That's the Ramban in Parshas Yisro on the Aseret HaDibros, on Zochar Yom HaShabbos, Asi Dochalos Ase, Avad Hashem Bitsa Yiras Hashem, and that's the Gur Aryeh in Parshas Vayigash, where he discusses, based on this Ramban, that's what the Avos did. That's what the Avos did. Good. With all of these explanations, though, we know that he married two sisters. And that's the beautiful Gemara in Arvei Pesachim. The Gemara asks, one of our favorite Gemaras, right? Kuf Chaf Kuf Yud Tes, right? Who's going to bench at the Suda? Who's going to bench at the Suda Shel of Yasan? They're going around the table. Who's going to bench? Avraham Avinu, you on a bench? I had a Yishmael, I can't bench. Right? Yitzchak Avinu, you on a bench? I had an Esav, sorry, can't bench. Yaakov Avinu, you on a bench? Shiftei Ka. I married two sisters. Wow. So even with all the explanations, he said, I married two sisters. Tolabrech, he says, no. Shenasati shtei achios b'chayehen. Sha'asida Torah lo'osern alai. The Torah's going to answer it on me. So he's out. And then they continue. Moshe, you on a bench? No. Shelo zachisi likanis la'eretz Yisrael. And that's put on par with all the other ones. I wasn't able to be a perfect religious personality. I didn't get to go to Eretz Yisrael lo b'chayai v'lo b'mosi. In life or death. Amar lo Yehoshua. Yeshua, how about you? Tal Abreich? No, eini mevarsh lo zachisi leben. Right, Yehoshua ben Nun, right, in Divrei Hayamim. Finally, they didn't ask Aaron because he would have had the same excuse as Moshe Rabbeinu. Finally, they skipped to David HaMelech. David was like, okay, I'll bench. Kozi Jewish Hesso Hashem Hashem Ekra. Right, David HaMelech says. Good, amazing, and that Gemara could be spoken about for many, many hours. But either way, that is what some, that Rabbeinu Avigdor in the Bali HaTosfos, he says, oh, maybe, based on this Shita in the Brisa, that's how Yaakov Avinu did it, because they were only paternal and not maternal. Halacha L'maisa, what do we paskin even before we get into the Tanoim? Says the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, which arayos are umos ha'olam? Who are they mitzuvin? Says the Rambam, sheish arayos asuros al b'nei Noach. Six. There are six arayos. Aim, Ashes av, Ashes ish. Right, so far, mother, father's wife, married woman, Ashes ish. However, as we discussed, however, a ben Noach gets married, right? But there is a kazav of Ashes ish. Achoso me'imo, right, maternal sister, zachur ubehema, homosexuality and bestiality. Those are the six. Learned out from psukim that we're about to see, right? Those are the six that are learned out, right? And then he quotes others that are included maybe in mother, right? Mefutas aviv, anusas aviv. What about those, right? Ashes, even after misas aviv. He continues based on other sources. But anyway, that's the Rambam. And we'll get to divorce. Fascinating question. Veshem a little bit later. Divorce for a Ben Noach. But back to the Gemara. So what's the answer to the Stira in Rabbi Meir? The difference is, Rabbi Meir following, quoting the Shpisa on Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Meir following, Rabbi Akiva. Did Tanya the Brisa says? Tanya the Brisa says, as follows to explain the Machlokas. Alken Yazov Ishazov Vesimo, a man, Ben Noach leaves his parents, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Aviv. So what does each of these mean? Aviv, Achos, Aviv. Imo, Achos, Imo. Rabbi Eliezer says it doesn't mean Aviv because that's learned out from elsewhere, right? The Mishkav Zachar. So Aviv has to mean a female here. So Aviv means he leaves. It's Achos, Aviv. And Imo's Achos, Imo means the two sisters are included. Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Aviv, Ashes, Aviv. Imo mamish, right? Chayvi misos, Rabbi Akiva includes. V'davak, velo b'zachar. You can't have dveikus with a zachar. Be'ishto, velo be'eshes chaveiro. That's eshes ish. That's included. V'haylo basar echad, mi shena'asim basar echad. Only being with someone, the heter is to be with someone who you could create basar echad. Yatsu, behema v'chaya, she'nasin basar echad. There can't be basar echad by with an animal. What does that mean? Rashi, fifth wide line towards the bottom. Mishnasa lebasar echad shezera yotze mehem shenaase basar ha'im v'ha'av echad bo. Rashi says here, why can't a person and an animal be basar echad? Because they can't create a fetus. They can't create an offspring. That's why they're not basar echad. This is Rashi l'shitaso. It's exactly what Rashi says in Brachos on the pasuk. Maybe this is where Rashi gets it from. Rashi understands it from here. Basar echad, Rashi says there in Brachos, havlad notzarai deshneim. The offspring is where the husband and the wife become basar echad. We have mentioned, I think even recently, but we didn't read it inside, so I'll read it now. And the Rabban jumps on Rashi. That's not what basar echad means. Because the two animals, also, the pasuk seems to say that only human beings create basar echad. Interesting that the Gemara, which is that Rashi and Rabban are based on, in our context, is about animal and person, right? That's the violation of Basar Echad. But the Ramban's Taina on Rashi in Brachos, Perek Beis, Pasachav Dalid, is that it seems like from the Psukim that the Torah is telling us something unique about people in general. And even animal to animal don't have this. And that's what the Ramban says. The Ramban says, no, Basar Echad, animals have Basar Echad, between animal and animal, right? They can create offspring. So it can't mean the baby, because animals also have babies. So Vahanachon says the Ramban, Basar Echad means the relationship. Ki abehema v'achaya ein lahem dveikus b'nekevo sehem. Al yavo azachar aleza nekeva shiyim saviyechu lahem. There's mating. There's no marriage. Umipnei zeh amar akasuv ba'avur shenekevas ha'adam haisa etzem me'atzal mayo basar mi'psaro v'davak bava haisa b'cheiko kipsaro. Remember, after Adam Arishon sees all the animals and finally sees, oh, this is it. Etzame atzame basar mibsari, v'yachpots ba lihiyosa tamid imo, kasher haya zeb ba adam, husam tivo bitol dosav, lios hazachara mehem, dveke minishoseyem. We have a tshuka, we have a desire to be together. Right? Not just to create the child, but to be together. Ozen savian, you leave your parents, v'roenis nishoseyem ki iluhem imam, labasar echad. The chulup. That's the Ramban. And the Gur Aryeh, and the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky all defend Rashi exactly based on this Gemara. And, but you're right, Rashi means the Vlad, but there's more behind the Vlad, the creation of the Vlad. Rabbi Yaakov says it's the Chiddush that you could have two animals getting together and mating. That's not a Chiddush. Right? They're not different from each other. They're not so different. Maybe this one has a little different color on its feathers. But a human being, two human beings that are totally different from each other could come together to create a child through a marriage? That's a chiddush. That's a chiddush, says the Rabbi Yaakov. It's so unusual how it's done. But that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Mezavik Zivukim. But that's Rabbi Yaakov helps out Rashi and the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and the Maharal Bechul. Okay, let's continue. So that is all the Braisa. Amar Mar. So now let's talk about the Braisa. Rabbi Elazar Omer Aviv, Achos, Aviv. So now we're going to talk about why each one darshins as they do. Remember, Rabbi Eliezer says it means sisters. Rabbi Akiva says it's not parallel. Aviv means Eshes Aviv, and Imo means Imo Mamish. So that obviously is why Rabbi Eliezer doesn't want to darshin like Rabbi Akiva. That screams at us in the face. It's not a parallel drasha. That's why. But what about the other way? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Aviv, Achos, Aviv. Ema, Aviv, Mamish. Maybe it means actual father. Hainu, V'dalek, V'lo, B'zacha. We already know that. Ema Eshes Aviv, Hainu Be'ishto V'lo Be'eshes Chaveiro. Right, that's included. In Eshes Chaveiro, it excludes, meaning it's also Aser, the father's wife. Ema L'achar Misa, maybe it's even after the father dies, the Iser of Eshes Av stays, and there wouldn't be Eshes Ish anymore. Dumya De'imo, no, it has to be similar to what's included in the other part of the Pasuk of Imo. Ma Imo De'lav Eshes, just like Imo, is not a marriage, a relative through marriage, but a blood relative. Af aviv de lavishus, so do we assume aviv is talking about one that's not through marriage, and therefore it is achos aviv. Imo, achos imo. So now, the second half of Rebbe Lazar. Ve'ema imo mamish, hainu be'ishto v'lo be'ishus chaveiro. Right, your mother is married to your father. Ve'ema lachar misa, dumia de aviv, ma aviv de lav mamish, just like father doesn't mean literally father, because we already know mishkav zachar. Af imo de lav mamish, so that is all Rebbe Lazar's svaris. Why he darshins as he does. Rabbi Akiva Omer Aviv Eishes Aviv. Ve'ema Aviv Mamish. Maybe it's the actual father. No. Hainu v'davek lo bezachar. We already know that. Iyachi Eishes Aviv Nami. Hainu b'ishtov lo b'eishes chaveiro. Right? We already know that. La'achar Misa. No, it's like the Gemara asked before. That's where Rabbi Akiva holds. La'achar Misa. A ben Noach is chayiv on Eishes Av even after the father dies. La'achar Misa. Imo, Imo Mamish. Hainu No, imo me anusaso. They were never married, right? Imo me anusaso, meaning if his father was never married to the mother, but just was ma'anis the mother, right? So that's not included in eishes chaveiro. So that would be the separate pasuk. But my kamiflagi, what's the root of the machlokes after all is said and done? Rabbi Eliezer savar aviv dumya de imo v'imo dumya de aviv. Right? You want to have a parallel limud. That's what it sounds like. So lamashkachas la'ela ba'achva. That's why you have sisters, right? You want to have a parallel limud, be consistent in your drasha, and that's why this is what it is. Rabbi Akiva, mutav lo'ukme pe'eshes aviv, de'ikri ervas aviv. I'd rather learn it as eshes aviv, which is called erva. La'afuke achos aviv, de'she'er aviv ikri, ervas aviv lo'ikri. Right? We're trying to find arayos here. Relatives, blood relatives, that's she'er. She'er basar, right, ultimately. Arayos, erva, is like through marriage. And that's why each of them darshan as they do. Do you want it to be more parallel and consistent? Do you want to be more true to the word erva as opposed to she'er? Period. Tashma, so now let's go back. We'll try to go back to the machlokas or blazer mekiva. Tashma v'ikach avram ezo yocheved odaso, right, Moshe's parents. Amram married Yocheved, his aunt. Right, Yocheved was a sister, was a daughter of Levi. Yocheved was a sister of Gershon, Kahas, and Merari. Right, Kahas was Amram's father. Right, so you have a acho. It's an aunt here, Well, let's see what the Gemara says. My lav dodaso min ha'aim. We don't know specifically, but isn't this also dodaso min ha'aim? Meaning, isn't this father's maternal sister? And therefore, there will be a kasha under Belazar that asers achos aviv, right, to a ben Noach. Isn't this the maternal? So, lo, dodaso min av. Maybe it's only paternal. Right, maybe Levi had more than one wife, and therefore it would be paternal. And even though it was ne'esar la'achar matan Torah, right, Moshe Rabbeinu could have also said that. I come from a relationship, my parents were in a relationship that was ne'esar after, just like Yaakov Avinu said about the two sisters. But he said Eretz Yisrael. That was also, why should you say one over the other? So there's no... There's no reason to say one more than the others. That's why you can't ask. Why did he say this and not that one? So, either way. But that is the Moshe Rabbeinu came from a relation that later on was Nasar. The Chizkuni in Shmos Perek Vav says this was partially to keep Moshe in check. As we know, Ein Mamid and Parnas Alatzibur, the Gemara in Yuma says, Elim Kein Kupish Al Shratzim Tuli Lo Me'achoref. It's always good to have a little skeleton in the closet to keep people humble, so to speak. Right, because if they ever get too high on themselves, you know, look behind you. The Gemara says, "If Tzoruch died to a love, right, turn around and see." So Moshe Rabbeinu, that's where he came from. That's partially David HaMelech. You could also say where his lineage is from. Good. Tashma, we continue. V'gam amna achosi bas avihi achlo bas imi. Avram Avinu is saying to Avimelech, well, she's my... Avimelech gets all upset. You didn't tell me, wife, sister. Well, Avram Avinu says, well, she's my the daughter of my father, even though she's not the daughter of my mother. Mashma, Mechal de Basa Eim Asura. Mashma Basa Eim would have been Asura, right, which is now the opposite of Kashan Rabbi Akiva. Right, so how could it's against his Shita? Says the Gemara, you can't ask a Kasha on that. It's not literal anyway. Vetizbra, Achoso Have. Really? Was Sarah really Avram's sister? Bas Achiv Have. Sarah was the daughter of Avraham's brother, right? Sarah was the daughter of Haran. As the Torah describes, Yiska, which we assume is Sarah, is the daughter of Haran, which is Avraham's brother. So Sarah wasn't a sister, it was a niece. So V'kiva da'achihu, lo shtamina av, lo shtamina eim sharya. Right, really, it's all mutter anyway to B'nai Noach. So Ella, what must you rather say? What was Avram Avinu's intention? Ella hazamachi kamrale, kurva da'achos isla b'hadame abba v'lo me'ima. I have some type of sister type of relationship from the father, not from the mother. And therefore, it's more flexible and there's no kasha on Rabbi Akiva. Period. Tashma, I'll ask another question. Mipnei malo nasa Adam esbito. Why did Adam not marry his daughter? But his daughter, we assume that Cain married. Cain married his sister, but Adam Rishon didn't. Meaning, what do you mean? What's the Hava Mina? Tosfos describes, the Ron describes, after Chava ate from the tree, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't cause her to die right away. After each, right, that could have been fun, and Adam could have married the daughter that they already had. But Hashem didn't do that. Hashem kept Chava alive, as if to tell Adam, you stay married to her, and you don't marry anyone else. So, Mibnei Malo Nas Adam as Bito, Kadesha Yisa Kain as Achoso, so that Kain can marry his sister, Shnei Amar, Ki Amarti, Olam Chesed Yibaneh. So the world could be created through chesed, even though Adam could have married the daughter and Cain wouldn't have to marry anybody. No, he left her for Cain, olam chesed yibane. But halav achi, if it wasn't, this reason didn't apply, of I olam chesed, to teach me the world is built on chesed, it would have been usur to marry sister. Kashan Rabbi Akiva, who says sister is mutter, for B'nai Noach. Kiva de ishtari ishtari. Once it was mutter, it became mutter. And therefore, it's not Akasha on Rabbi Akiva. The same word, interestingly, that some of Farshim point out, is used by the Arayos, chesed hu. Exactly the opposite. Here the chesed was real chesed. Here the chesed could have the opposite meaning of what it originally was intended for. Okay, period. Amar Rav Huna. Other issues within B'nai Noach. Kusi mutter bebito, on a Torah level. V'yim tamer b'nei malo nasa adam es bito, k'desh yisakayin es achoso, mishim olam chesed yibana, as we just said. V'yigad amri amar afuna, kusi aser bebito. Another day, no, it's aser bebito. Teida, shalo nasa adam es bito. Right, so you prove from there. That's why Adam didn't do it. The Gemara says, "V'lohi hasamayinu tamei k'desh yisakayin es achoso, mishim olam chesed yibana." Okay, machlokas. Tosfos, not here, but Tosfos in Nazir discusses, oh, there's a day that says, Aser Rebito, Mut Rebito, what about Lot? What about Lot? According to the Mandomer, Mut Rebito. So what did he do wrong? Right, what about Lot? So Tosfos there, the Gemara there in Nazir Chaf Gimel, discusses how it Right, the Gemara says that you can have two people that do the same act. One that has good kavanas, it's a mitzvah. One that has bad kavanas, it's not. Right, achilas matzah. But the Gemara there gives Lod and his daughters as an example. Lod, who didn't have kavanah l'shem shemayim, did a terrible avera, and his daughters did a mitzvah because they thought they were the only ones alive in the world. So Tosfos says that Gemara is going like the opinion that says it's aser. Right, that's what it must be. Tosfos says that in Nazir, Vahainu, Kaman Damre, Perak Dalam Misos, Ovi Kochavim, Asa Bebito. But then he adds, Viafilo Mandamre Mutter, Kfar Pirshu Ha Umos, Me Atzman Me Arayas. And even if Meikar Adin is Mutter, it's not acceptable. And it's still considered a Dover Maguna. Even if one says it's Mutter. As we would say, right, this is a Dover Maguna. Right, even if technically it might not be included in the Surah based on the Psukim, it's a Dover Maguna. It's something that nobody would ever do. Nobody in their right mind would have a relation with their daughter. Amar Rav Chisda, fourth to the last skinny line. Eved Mutter Be'imo, Umutter Be'bito, and Eved Kanani. And Eved Kanani is a limbo status. That is a huge topic to get into, right? Not fully Jewish, not fully non-Jewish. He was Tovel, Lashem, Eved Kanani, accepting mitzvos that are not time bound. So Yatzeh Mechal Kusi Vechal Yisrael Loba. So he's in limbo, and therefore he's enough not related to his previous family, even though he cannot yet marry a Jew. Kiyaser of Dimi Amar Rabbi Lazar Amar Rabbi Chanina. We had this before. Ben Noach Sheyichet Shivcha LaAvdo Uba Aleha Nerag Aleha. Right, in that case, he and Nerag, just like in the cases of Shifcha Harufa and types of cases of Shifcha that is Miyua to an Eved Ivri within the world of Jews, Yisrael, and Ben Noach, you have a parallel Lashon. Right, there is a machlokes. Why is there, what Isser did the Ben Noach violate? Rashi earlier said the Isser of Gezel. Right, not the Isser of Arayos, because there's no Isser of Yichel La'avda, was not a real relation. The Rambam and the Ran both say it's Arayos. Both say it's Arayos, which is the context of our Gemara. The context of our Gemara seems to be Arayos. Let's machlokas rishonim what it is. So Mayemas. So when is their designation? Amar Rav Nachman, mi dekaru la revisa de planya. When everybody in town calls this girl, you know, belonging or going with Ploni. Right? Oh, this is so-and-so's Shifcha. Right? So whenever people start, that's when she is considered married. Or miyuchedes. Me'emas hatarasa. How does she become free? But how does she become no longer miyuchad to the Eved? Amrafuna mishapara rosha bashuk. When she goes around and reveals her, doesn't have the regular marriage head covering, bashuk, so that is what is when she is considered no longer. Rashi says here, Rashi on the first wide line, Shahayu regilos afanachrios anesuos, shlolatzes perosh parua. It was common, accepted custom, even for the non-Jewish married women, not to go out with open long hair. Right, and that's how, when she was para rosha bashuk, right, when she goes out, that's when she shows that she is no longer married. No longer married, because even if she was married, we're talking about a shifcha, and we're talking about Bnei Noach here. Rashi says that must have been what was acceptable. Fascinating question. What about a Ben Noach? We spoke at the beginning of the shiur today about the marriage of a Ben Noach. How does Ben Noach get married? They decide to come together, and they come together, and they're married. What about Gerushin? How could they undo? Right, a Jew has Kiddushin, and Nisuin, and a Get. How does a Ben Noach undo it? So the Rambam says, similar, the Rambam says, when they leave. The Rambam says, Umeimas itiya eishas chaveiro kigrusha shalanu, misha yotziya mi beiso, vishalchen ala atzma, o misha teitsehi mitachas reshuso v'teilech la. She'ein la gerishin b'ksav. They don't need a get, there's no gerishin b'ksav. Ve'ein hadavar tolui bo bilvad. And it's not only him. If either of them decide they want out, and they go out, that's it. Ela calls man she yirtse hu, oh he, lifro zemizet, parshin, that's it. Easy in, easy out. Right? That's the, would be the motto of the Ishus of a Ben Noach. And the Ran paskins like that. But the Ran also quotes the Deah of Rabbeinu David, which is a radical Deah, but the Deah of Rabbeinu David says the, just find the, here, he says, right here on our Gemara. Avo Ben Noach acher, kivish pirsh ben al shem girish, shachan al asma, fine. Quotes the Rambam. Aval Rabbeinu David Zal Kasa Bechidushav Shekarov Hu Shenomar Sheben Noach Ein Loheter Loolam Begerishin. Once you're married, that's it. Ein Loheter. He quotes based on a Yerushalmi in Kiddushin. There's a machlokas whether there's Gershin ba'akum. So what does that mean? If there's no Gershin, that it's impossible or it's just different. But that's what the Rabbeinu David says. Kemosha Amar, and he quotes the pasuk in Malachi. Amar Elokei Yisrael lo yichel Hakadosh Baruch Hu shmo al Gershin ela al Yisrael. Aval b'shivcha zush lo nasas eishish bebia kishar ben Noach. If it's just yichud like the shivcha, fine. But if it's marriage, says the Ran v'zu ein araya be'enai. I don't think that pasuk in Malachi is telling you anything that, oh, there's only Gershin for Yisrael. That means Gershin Bechsav is only by Yisrael. But Stam to undo the relationship, it's never. So but that's the Chiddush of Rabbeinu David that the Ran takes issue with. Good. Amar Rabbi Lazar Bechanina, Ben Noach Shabal al Ishto Shlo Kedarka. Also an amazing, we'll see. A Ben Noach that is Boel Ishto Shlo Kedarka, his wife. Chayiv. Shenemar v'davak v'lo b'shelo kedarka. There's no, shelo kedarka is not called dveikus. Why is it not called dveikus? Rashi says on the second wide line, dveikus has to do with pleasure, with hana'a. I stick to someone who I get pleasure from. Rashi says, shemitoch she'ena nehenis b'davar, ena nidbekes imo. Because there's no hana'a by shelo kedarka, it's excluded. So, says the Gemara, Amar Rava. Let's finish the Gemara. Amar Rav, Miika Midi, really? Did Yisrael lo machayev v'kusi, or did Yisrael shari l'kusi asur? How is that possible? Right? A non-Jew, a Ben Noach, that's Boel Ishto, Shelo Kedarka, is going to be chayev. That's not asur for a Jew. Clearly what the Gemara just says now. That's not asur for a Jew. That can't be. Say, Amar Rav, no. Ben Noach, Shabal Ishto, Chaveiro, Shelo Kedarka, Pater. The opposite. It's more Mako. Usually a Jew who's Bol Shalok Kedarka, Eishas Chavir, that you're Chayef for Arayos, no matter what, be a Kedarka or Shalok Kedarka. But a Ben Noach, that's Bol Eishas Chavir, Shalok Kedarka, Potter, my time up, be Ishto, below by Eishas Chaviro, v'davak, below l'Shalok Kedarka. Yes, it's excluded. But it's excluded l'kula, not excluded l'chumra. Period. Right, it's clear from this Gemara, it sounds like, that a Jew be a Shalok Kedarka with one's wife is not usher. That's what it sounds like. Tosfos, second Tosfos. Mashma, Dili Yisrael Mutter B'Ishto Shelo Kedarka. And it sounds like the Gemara, that Gemara there from Nedarim Daf Chaf also sounds that way. But the problem is, the Gemara in Yevamos Lamed Aleph calls that a Maisa Erva Onan, right? To be with one's wife, B'Ishto Kedarka. So Tosfos in Yevamos has two deus. Our Gemara here only quotes one of those deus. Tosfos here says, for a Jew, Bi'ish Shelo Kedarka is usur if it's done habitually. But, Shelo Kedarka, Ba'akroi, that's not usur for a Jew. That's what Tosfos says here. Telo usur, El Shosa Kach Tadir, Shelo Tesaber, V'yachish Yafya, Avalim Rov Tashmisho Kedarka, El Shabakroi, Misave, El Shelo Kedarka Shari. Right, that is Tosfos here. Tosfos in Yevamos has a second day. Tosfos says, no, the case that's talking about B'Yish Shelo Kedarka here, that it's Mutter, it means without being Motzi Zera. Shelo Kedarka, without being Motzi Zera, that's okay, that's not called a Maisa Erva Onan. But Yevamos is talking about where it's Hosah Zera, that's considered Levatala, and that would be a Maisa Erva Onan. Two days in Tosfos. The Beis Yosef writes in Evan Ezer, it's Kasha L'Hakel B'Dvarim Elu. No, we don't play around with issues of Osar Zerah Levatala where there's no tsarich for like fertility issues or something like that. So it's but again, this is a discussion. Is there a dea in the Baalei HaTosfos that say it's mutter b'akra? Yes, but is that what the Beis Yosef is happy with? No. And but again, this is but the Gemara here clearly says something is mutter in contrast to Bnei Noach. Good. Let's continue a little bit more. One more section says the Gemara Amar Bichanina Oviko Chavim Shikas Yisrael Chayimisa. A Ben Noach that hits a Jew, Chayiv Misa. The Rambam says, quotes this, and says, Chayiv Misa, but Eino Neharag Alzeh. Right, we had that once before, a little bit earlier, a couple of days ago, where we had a Briska Rav. Another example of Chayiv Misa, but, right, a Rodef that could have been killed with one Echad Meivarav, but you kill him. So the Rambam says, Chayiv Misa, but we don't kill him. Right, so how does that work? So the Rambam, this is another example of that. Sheneemar va'ifin kovachov v'yarkeinish v'yachas a mitzri v'gomer. Moshe Rabbeinu looked around. He saw there was no other person, and this mitzri was hitting the Jews. He killed the mitzri. He killed the mitzri v'yachas a mitzri. Tavomer b'chadina hasoter lo oshal yisoki lo soter lo oshal akashchina. If somebody smacks the cheek of a Jew, that's smacking the shchina. Sheneemar mokesh adam Yala Kodesh, right, also affects Kodesh. Discussion in the Achronim. How did Moshe Rabbeinu kill this mystery? Right, according to one Medrash, it was with Shem Hashem. So is that where the Rambam gets it from? Right, the Rambam, this person, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't kill him normally. He said Shem Hashem. He said Shem Hashem. That wasn't the exactly what was the normal, considered the normal Misa that you would think. The here in the Magalias Hashas, he quotes from the Kleisenberger Rebbe. He says, Venir Ali, says the quotes this Rambam, right? Sha'akim Shikas Yisrael Afilu Chavo Bokoshu, Chaya Misa Eino Neherag. And the Kesef Mishnah says, Misa B'dei Shamayim. So where did he get that from? Misa Deshamayim. He got it from our Gemara, says the Kleiserberger. Because what using Shem Hashem, that is Misa Deshamayim. And that he says, V'ishlo Daktik, Pod the Sanhedrin, Lama Hutzrach Lahavi, Mashakasa Beresha Kra, Vayifen Kovacho. Just quote Vayacha the Mitzri. Why do you have to look? Why do you have to say Vayifen? He looked this way and he looked that way. So we know from the Yalkut he killed him either with Shema Maforash or not. The Efshar Lomar says the Kleisenberger Rebbe the Al Kalpanim Bekia Gavna Shekfar Nischayev Misa B'Day Shemayim Eino Mischayev Kishar Go B'Shem Tikimah D'Day Shemayim Naaseh Maisa Avinami Misa B'Day Shemayim. That's the Daz Rambam. Okay, he gets into this a little bit. Why he quotes the Reish of the Pasuk because Vayifen Kovacho is means that he killed him literally not with Shem Hashem. Maybe saying that day of the Gemara. Okay, he goes through. Even I didn't explain this fully, but he goes through these issues. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here. Again, there's a lot more here. Getting into Chavalah tomorrow, gets into Ben Noach learning Torah. Again, these are the main dafim in Shas about the halachas of Bnei Noach right here in Dalad Mises Bezdin. And Ben Hashem, we will continue. Again, today's shiur was sponsored by Refuah Shleima Malka Golda Bas Odil, having surgery today. Should be with much hatzlacha. She should have a Refuah Shleima B'tok Shar and Arichas Yamin B'tok Shar Chol Yisrael. Okay, we'll stop here.